Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Williams. You're attuned to the Health Style Call, and on this Health Style Call, we have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style, wise health style choices. And so this morning, we're going to have Nancy Gilmer from Texas. Nancy, could you tell us a little bit about your background and interest in health and nutrition before we get started?
Yes, I started out with my first job working in a clinic with 8 doctors, and I did all of their correspondence to patients and other things, and typing up their memos. So I had to take a class in medical terminology. So that kind of laid the ground root, and then as years went on, I just became more interested in learning. But it wasn't until about 10 years ago when the doctor that Fred and I used here in the Katy area, he has a program on the radio, and so by listening to him and callers calling in with their health issues, and then he's got his success stories with his patients, I've just learned a lot. And then I also found these two programs from doctors in Dallas. Well, one is a nutritionist and the other is a doctor. And the doctor is retired, so he can do all this research and bring all this information to us.
So you went for the nutritional alternative interest more than the drug and surgery, I assume.
Yes, because of listening to all these alternative doctors, I've been leaning more towards that, and it's almost like, who needs drugs? We have all these other avenues to heal the body. So.
So the doctors you're working with were alternative, primarily.
Well, they are now, but they started out, in conventional medicine.
Oh, and interesting.
And almost in every case, and as you know too, and everyone notices, when a doctor becomes alternative, it's either because he could not heal himself or a family member or someone close to him, and he chose to look in other directions. And that seems to be the way people get into it. Otherwise, they've got their blinders on and they're not interested.
Okay. Shall we begin? I'll let you go ahead and say what you would like to do and say. So here's Nancy Gilmer.
Okay. Now, first, Liz, did you get the email I sent last night with the video?
Yes, I have it ready.
The two of them.
I only have one. I didn't see another one.
That was in the one on the coconut oil by Dr. Dr. Bruce Fife?
No.
I sent that one late last night. But we can show it another time if you'd like, but it really ties in with this Alzheimer's that we were talking about. And it's about
I didn't see it last night.
Okay.
I just missed it. I don't know how, but... Okay. So, would you like me to run the other one?
Yes, let's do that.
For those of us that are on the phone only, could you tell us the name of this video you're running?
For those of us that are on the phone only, could you tell us the name of the video you're running?
I forgot now. Let me go back to...
It's a video about results with Parkinson's.
Okay, Parkinson results. Okay.
I had forgotten because I sent it to Ruth some time ago. It is a doctor in Florida. He's rather well known. He's been on a lot of the major programs, including Dr. Oz and Oprah's and. But you'll see where it's a remarkable result.
Okay, I'll be able to hear everything. I won't be able to see anything. So that's whatever I'm going to miss visually that isn't given auditorily, if you could mention it at some point, that'd be great.
Yeah. Let's do that a little bit right now before we start. You hear him telling the doctor to walk down the hall, turn around, do these different things, and this guy is just like shuffling.
Okay, right.
He's just shuffling, and he's shaky,
right.
And he stutters when he tries to talk. You can hear that part, but you can't see him shuffling.
I know.
And then it shows the improvement, but it's a very visually...
Okay, good.
And it's 3 minutes long. So here he goes. There he is shuffling.
This man is only 66 years old.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
This man is only 66 years old.
So now it says on the screen, 30 minutes after intravenous glutathione 3,000 milligrams. And he's walking. He's still a little leaned over. He's almost striding now. Before he was taking these little teeny shuffle steps, now he's doing much better.
Awesome.
You can hear he's not stuttering anymore either.
Right, right. I know Parkinsonism. I've worked with people that have it. Much better.
This is only 30 minutes after he received this injection.
Right, 30 minutes of glutathione, 30 milligrams of glutathione, IV, glutathione. Sorry.
Well, he's getting his exercise. Is that good, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, it just cut off, right?
That's correct. Nancy's going to do some teaching now.
Well, I'm not real clear on, I haven't done a lot of studying on the website there to find out if that has to be a weekly basis of getting the IV or just how they do that. But isn't that remarkable that can be accomplished?
It's very remarkable. Well, does it translate to... getting enough of it through the food or supplements?
Well, let me just give you an experience. My brother was diagnosed with Parkinson's probably about 3 years ago, but before we knew it was Parkinson's, I took him to an alternative doctor. Well, actually, first I took him to a nutritionist who ran the SpectraCell test, and if like information, I can get that website to you. The only lab is here in Houston, but they work with doctors all over the U.S., and they just have the blood drawn and sent to that lab, and that will give you, it's a micronutrient test, and it tests all the amino acids and things. So my brother's test on the glutathione, the doctor said, I've only had one other patient with a lower glutathione level than his, and my brother's was way down, very low in the report. So that other patient must have really been low. So he put him on N-acetylcysteine and glutathione. Now, all of this was through capsules, just orally. I did not know that they made a even suppositories they have. But I didn't know about the IV either. So, but he, my brother got improvement just by doing the capsules and the other amino acids and things that this nutritionist put him on, to where that my brother was very slow with his gait, and he had a little bit of shuffling, not really shuffling, but dragging his feet a little. You could hear the soles of his shoes, you know, kind of dragging. And but after getting on that, he walked faster, moved faster. Everything just became more normal. So, but since then, I have sent this video to a lady, a couple from our church, and he, or his wife has Parkinson's, and they found on the internet the suppositories. And I talked with her on her after her second day of using it. She said, "I just want to tell you how my morning has gone." And she said, "I got up and I did three loads of clothes and folded and hung those and unloaded the dishwasher and shook out the rugs." And she just kept going on and on about the house cleaning that she had done, and she had never been able to do that before. And then when her caregiver came, they went to the grocery store, and she said, "And I put up all the groceries." And this was around 1:30 when I was talking with her. So that was a remarkable improvement just in 2 days. So I guess that would be better than the capsule, but then the IV, of course, you have to have a doctor to do that. I have only found one place here in Houston who's willing to do it. But any GP, it does not have to be a neurologist to apply the IV. So that's something that all of us could work on if we have anyone, if we know of anyone with the Parkinson's. And almost everyone is becoming more widespread now. Dr. Russell Blaylock claims a lot of it is due to the pesticides, and I'm not sure if I can locate it here in my notes, but it doesn't take very long to build up over a period of years just from like spraying the things that we eat on our food, the pesticides, getting it through that, and just things to be aware of. But now if you'd like, now this is a little lengthy here, I can kind of hit the highlights, but this is Dr. Mark Hyman, whom we're all aware that his work is very detailed. But he says glutathione is the most important molecule you need to stay healthy and prevent disease. And it's the secret to preventing aging, cancer, heart disease, dementia, and also autism and Alzheimer's. And there are more than 89,000 medical articles about it, but doctors don't know how to address the epidemic deficiency of this critical life-giving molecule. And it's the body makes it. That's it. Something that a lot of people are not even aware of, that our body produces its own glutathione, and but with poor diet, pollution, toxins, medicines, stress, trauma, aging, infections, and radiation, they all deplete the glutathione, and that leaves us susceptible to oxidative stress, free radicals, infections, and cancer. And your liver gets overloaded and damaged, making it unable to do its job of detoxification. And he found in his own practice that treating patients, chronically ill patients, that he got such remarkable results. He also has a blog, so if anyone wants to go to his websites, and but he missed these 9 tips that we can use to boost our glutathione. And first is consume sulfur-rich foods, then mainly garlic, onions, and the cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, kale, collards, cabbage, cauliflower, watercress, etc. And also try the bioactive whey protein. And he says this, he says, as you know, I am not a big fan of dairy, but this is an exception with a few warnings. The whey protein must be bioactive and made from non-denatured protein. And the denatured refers to the breakdown of the normal protein structure. Choose non-pasteurizing and non-industrially produced milk that contains no pesticides, hormones, or antibiotics. And number three is exercise boosts your glutathione level and thereby helps boost your immune system, improving detoxification and enhancing the body's own antioxidant defenses. Start slow and build up to 30 minutes a day of vigorous aerobic exercise like walking or jogging or playing sports. And then to take the supplements, he says the here is where he talks about taking glutathione as a pill is easy, but the body digests protein, so you wouldn't get the benefits if you did it this way. However, the production of recycling of glutathione in the body requires many different nutrients, and you can take these. Here are the main supplements that you need to be taking consistently to boost your glutathione. Besides taking a multivitamin fish oil and supporting the glutathione levels with these supplements is the most important thing he does every day for his health. So here are the extra supplements. N-acetylcysteine. It's been used for years to help treat asthma and lung disease and to treat people with life-threatening liver failure from Tylenol overdose. In fact, I first learned about it in medical school while working, this is him talking, while working with the emergency ER. It is given to prevent kidney damage from dyes used during x-ray studies. And then alpha-lipoic acid. This is a close second to glutathione. It is its importance in our cells and is involved in energy production, blood sugar control, brain health, and detoxification. The body usually makes it, but given all the stresses we are under, we often become depleted. And the next one is folate and B6 and B12. These are perhaps the most critical to keep the body producing glutathione. The production and recycling of glutathione are the two most important biochemical functions in the body. Next is selenium. An important mineral helps the body recycle and produce more glutathione. And I've learned that selenium is very important for helping the thyroid to be absorbed into our body. Let's see, a family of antioxidants, including vitamin C and E in the form of mixed tocopherols. They work together to recycle glutathione. Milk thistle has long been used in liver disease and helps boost glutathione levels. And if any of you have heard about milk thistle, about the importance of it, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it here on this call, but some years ago I was checking out at the vitamin shop, and the lady in front of me talked to the lady at the register, and she said, well, I'm here for this milk thistle. my doctor cannot believe the results. And she was on a donor list because her liver was so bad. And when he checked her liver enzymes again, there was such remarkable improvement. And she told him what she was doing, and he told his nurse to come in and bring a pen and pad and take down everything she tells him. So I thought that was kind of a proof standing in front of me there that just how important it is that it can get you off of a donor list. Anyway, those are, let me back up because there is something else.
Then maybe we, after that, maybe we should see if any others have experience with some of these things,
sure,
too, Nancy.
Well, why don't we pause here, and with any of these supplements that I've mentioned, have any of you gotten good results by it helping some problem that you've been dealing with?
You know, Nancy, this is Kathleen Miller, and I just can't thank you enough because I've used, from a naturopathic doctor, I've used glutathione and N-acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid, and I've had B12 shots, but I haven't had quite the understanding of just what they do. And for me to learn and understand is huge in following through and feeling better, and I know I felt better with all these things.
Yeah, my focus is on understanding why things work, and if I were to ever share stuff, it would have to do with detoxing and how enzymes work. But here is the three-word sentence that's important, and it relates to some Nikon products. Toxins inhibit enzymes. Okay, so you can eat a lot of things with glutathione in it. But if you are toxic, if your liver is toxic, those toxins stop your enzymes from making use of what you eat. So I think at least two times you came close to saying that. So for example, a detoxing product taken with your supplements and your organic food will make all the difference in the world. You can take a lot of things. You can take a lot of glutathione. Your liver can make a lot of glutathione. But if your toxic level, your toxins level in your liver is so high that all those toxins are inhibiting all those enzymes from making use of what you're eating and taking, you can overpower them. That's why I think the IV overpowered, you know, taking it IV overpowered the toxins. Okay, you had 25,000 toxins, you know, inhibiting 25,000 enzymes, but they gave him a dose of 150,000, you know, things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I think Nikon makes a product that's detoxifying. Other things, other ways, coffee enemas detoxify you. Milk thistle, you know, all these different little things can. But you should also, if you're at the point where the balance has gotten out of balance, you know, of toxins, okay, versus the enzymes you can produce, you know, or whatever, or the glutathione, if you're out of balance, you're out of balance, and it's going to be a hard road.
Out of balance, you mean by toxins?
Yeah, too many. Okay, it's really mechanical. I mean, it's a balance thing. If I have 25,000 particles of toxins floating around, incapacitating 25,000 enzymes from breaking down my vitamin D into the component it needs, then it doesn't matter.
I thought maybe you meant imbalance because we were taking too many vitamin E or, you know.
No, out of balance. Right, it's out of balance with the toxins incapacitating. You know, you've got people that are, you've got a fight in your body, people pushing, and if you got three extra men on one side, that side's going to win.
The bad guys.
Right, or the good guys.
The bad guys.
Right, and I think that's awesome that it can be given IV. You know, I would love to be able to send this video to someone so that they, you know, it strengthens your commitment, like Kathleen said, to take acetylcysteine, to take your vitamins. You know, and I don't know the contents of all the products at Nikon, but they have a good multivitamin, a good cream.
Well, I think Nancy's going to tell us some more about that.
Okay.
Thank you, Joan. That was helpful.
And she is so right about the toxins. Dr. Blaylock has stated that until you get the toxins out of your body, or if it's a yeast problem, until you get that cleared up, nothing else will work. And these are just like laying the foundation. We have to do those things before we can start putting in the good guys, you know, the good supplements. But here's a little more on glutathione. It's a very simple molecule that is produced naturally all the time in the body. It is a combination of blocks of protein or amino acids, cysteine, glycine, and glutamine. Let's see, and the secret of its power is the sulfur chemical group that it contains. Normally, glutathione is recycled in the body, and here's where Joan is correct, except when the toxic load becomes too great, and that explains why we are in such trouble. And he says in his practice, he always tests the genes involved in glutathione metabolism. Well, I don't know if we can get the average doctor to run these tests, and he gives the names of the genes here.
I didn't catch that. What is it? What needs to be tested in what? The blood? What needs to be tested?
Well, he says I test the genes involved in glutathione.
Oh, genes. Right. Okay. Genes. Okay.
Yeah. And but these genes, he said, are involved in producing enzymes that allow the body to create and recycle glutathione.
Okay, got that picture? That's the toxicity. You have to get rid of the toxicity in order for the enzymes to have any profitable work.
Uh-huh. These genes impaired in some people for a variety of important reasons. We humans evolved in times before the 80,000 toxic industrial chemicals found in our environment today were introduced into our world, before electromagnetic radiation was everywhere, and before we polluted our skies, lakes, rivers, oceans, and teeth with mercury and lead. That is why most people survived with the basic version of the genetic detoxification software encoded in our DNA, which is mediocre to at ridding the body of toxins at the same time.
So that would be, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
So from what you're saying, then that would be why our liver support, being a detoxification specialist, nutrient, would be helpful. And if you mentioned also yeast, and so that would be our answer for that would be lactoferrin, because it seems to get rid of the attacks of yeast and gets rid of that. We've had a number of people who have had different yeast problems and seen really great results with that lactoferrin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And at another time, I could cover other supplements or natural ways to get rid of yeast. Let's see. He's also saying nearly all of my very sick patients are missing this function. The one-third of the population that suffers from chronic disease is missing this essential gene. And he says that's the GSTM1 function. That's the G in the talking about.
GSTM as in Mary?
And number one.
One, okay.
It's
so we can have a gene transplant?
No. I'm not an expert on genes. Okay,
so better let Nancy go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, that gene that I just mentioned is one of the most important genes needed in the process of creating and recycling glutathione in the body. See how simple he makes it, whereas these other doctors, they've probably never studied this, and I'm sure it's in all the medical journals. But as the doctor in Dallas says, most doctors have their time is spent with trying to see their patient load each day and doing their hospital runs. And, I mean, there's no time for research or really reading all of this. So that's why it's nice to get all of this from alternative doctors, and especially those like Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Richard Becker, that's who I watch on TV each day from Dallas, and he's also retired, and he said there's no way that a doctor can keep up with all of this when they're working full-time, a full-time practice.
Nancy?
So
are you saying is a theory or knowledge that this gene is destroyed because of the toxins, or are we born without it? Or what happened to the gene? Or do we
I'm
know?
I'm not sure since this was something that I just found to do this call this morning. I have not researched this gene to find out more. This was the first time I've been introduced to it by Dr. Iman.
There's some common sense that says if there's a gene that is devoted to glutathione, both the production and the recycling of it, and if that's necessary, if you don't have that, you probably wouldn't even come to term in be born.
Mm-hmm.
So damage.
That must have been destroyed.
Permanent damage to a gene is not really because there are too many cells, but what you can have is permanent or chronic incapacitation of its functioning. The way genes function is that enzymes come to them, okay, with materials, and they reproduce something, okay? A gene directs from the material in the cell what to reproduce. So it's kind of complicated. But a gene can malfunction.
Mm-hmm. And here he tells his own story. He said he was his chronic disease, he found that he was missing that essential gene. 20 years ago, he became mercury poisoned and suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome due to that very problem. But with this gene, that GSTM1, his was inadequate and he didn't produce enough to glutathione as a result. Eventually, his body broke down, and he became extremely ill. But see, nowhere in here has he mentioned an IV of any sort, so I'm not sure. But I do need to study more on the floor of the doctor who produced that video and find out more about his, just how that works and how long you'd have to take it and what kind of turnaround for Parkinson's. But
hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Who's saying hello?
Hello, this is Kathleen. Kathleen, wanting to speak up. Anderson. Fred has been on glutathione. It's a topical now. The problem, you can't take it orally because it is destroyed by the gut. I mean, you can take it, but it's not effective, and that's why IV is very effective, but it's also exorbitant. I mean, it's $100 an injection. It doesn't last that long. And anyway, so topical has just become available, just like you do your patches that you put on, but this is a spray, and it's absorbed through the skin.
Kathleen, is this what turned Fred around? I know that he was getting worse and worse, and then he Suddenly, I knew you found something that made a difference.
It's addressing the enzymes and restoring the last thing that we have added, and that I have found, I think, probably the best. It's amino acid therapy, but we just added CoQ10, but not CoQ10 in anything that you hear about. It's actually, the recommended dosage is 1,200 milligrams a day. Fred's now just on an increasing program. He's up to 800 milligrams a day. 800? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so, yeah, it's a nutritional issue. And we've tried doing all those other things, and we are using all the Neekin supplements.
Are you using the detoxing product that Neekin puts out?
The liver?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are using that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the reason...
But you see, he was hardly able to move. And so we're going to a chiropractor who deals in... his focus now is on brain issues. And he's in the state of Oregon, by the way. Can't do it in Washington State. He's focusing on all the new research that's coming along, and yeah, it made a big difference.
Kathleen, could you at some point let us know where you order the topical?
You can't order. I mean, you have to get it through a doctor.
Does it have to be a urologist?
No, just somebody who's aware. I think we have an appointment next week. I can find out next week for you what the options are elsewhere in the country. Because there are very few doctors that, like it was said, I mean, it takes a lot of time and research, and that most guys are chasing their tails, and they don't have time.
Yeah.
To find out what is known out there. But we knew that just on the strictly drug routine that he was just going into a hole, and that by addressing nutrition and the amino acids and then the glutathione and then the CoQ10, just everything has helped be better.
Now, when I've seen him after you took charge, I guess,
yeah.
I just was amazed that you couldn't even tell he had Parkinson's anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, it is interesting, and I keep trying to convince him to find the food connection, because I know there are certain things when he eats them that it interferes with how he feels.
You'll have to listen to some of this on the coconut. Have you investigated the coconut information?
Coconut oil. Uh-huh.
The last couple, this last week we've been talking about that quite a bit.
Kathleen, that's why I had called you yesterday, is because they had quite a discussion on coconut oil and how it affected the brain. So I sent you the video that they showed us yesterday.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's another thing to think about, because, I mean, we used to have coconut oil, but it's not really easy to get good coconut oil. And I've just kind of, we're not really oiling, because remember why I don't do a whole lot of oil? All I know, coconut oil is good oil. But that's really a thought. The other thing that we had kind of gotten lax about is the importance of foot massage. Karen?
Yes.
And hand massage, because those are things that stimulate the body and support the brain and all functioning within the body. So, but I'm glad you brought up the coconut oil, because I'll make sure that we get a hold of some again.
I've been looking at different ones, and one called Now, N as in Neekin, O-W.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, just looking by the texture and the fragrance or aroma of it, it seems to be much better than any of the others I've seen. And then a couple of people who have said they like the one that's called Nutiva, and the one from Trader Joe's. What's that one? I guess a Trader Joe label.
Well, we have found that even with the doctor, it's up to us to know what we need to do. The doctor guides us along and gives us the things that we need. But I mean, from week to week, I have to test red, and the cysteine is a big issue in keeping it balanced, because sometimes we have to double what we're taking, and I don't know why. But it's that's how we need to address our body, just because the bottle says something or the doctor says something. What is it that I need?
How do you test for the cysteine? Acetylcysteine? You have acetylcysteine testing?
Well, no, it's all the nutritionals. All the nutritionals.
No, I'm sorry, Kathleen. You said you have to test to it. Test?
Yeah.
The cysteine? How do you test that?
You have to find your own system for testing.
My own physician. Okay, so you...
No, your own system. Everybody tests differently. Everybody knows how to test, but you just need to know what is good for you. And
okay, by your own sense of well-being. I see. You
mm-hmm.
you assess it
so,
by your
so
own
Kathleen,
sense.
So, Kathleen,
okay,
which system are you using?
Which system am I using?
For you. Or for Fred.
Mm-hmm. For testing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I douse.
I didn't hear that.
I doubt. Douse. D-O-U-S.
D-O-U-S. Never heard of it. Okay.
Okay. Have you ever known anybody who went to look for water and how they can do it?
Oh, dousing for water.
Yeah.
Oh, you douse. Okay.
Douse.
Okay. I understand douse. Okay. I understand you now. Okay. I just didn't understand. Came from left field there. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, so when things seem out of balance, then we just have to, because he's not functioning as well, we just have to figure out which thing has he gotten low on and needs more of, or which does he need less of. That's all. And but we're in a system, in a society that you say one size fits all, and that's not it. Especially when you're addressing it nutritionally. So, but number one, is most important, is what's going into your mouth with food.
This is Donna, and I took a class on kinesiology through James Stevens, and that's how I test all my supplements to see my dosage, and your dosage always changes.
Oh, yeah. Because your life changes.
Right. But that's, and I've been testing food and everything.
Right.
Allergic to MSG, I test everything.
Well, that's really, personally, what I try to get people to do is to have people hold anything that they're going to consume up to their heart, and learn to identify what their body tells them about, how they feel when they hold it. Because not all of our nutritional products are for everybody. We'd like to think that they are, but they're not. But they can soon find out. There was a gal that I was working with last week, and I just said, you know, hold your lactoferrin and then start counting. And she could feel a change in how it felt. It felt really, really good for one and for two and for three a day. But for a day, then she felt a difference in how she felt. But that's something that individuals need to be responsible for, is learning to listen to their own body if we really want to be healthy. But my husband isn't there, so I'm his nurse. But I like
to thank you, Kathleen. I think our time is up.
Yeah,
we like
anyway.
We're willing to go overtime when you are able to come and visit with us.
Well,
very helpful.
So if anybody would like to talk to me, take care.
This is Donna. I just heard on the news, excuse me, I'm hoarse, the Supreme Court has upheld most of the health care bills.
They held it? I mean, they're holding it?
They have approved it with certain provisions.
I want to hear this.
I'm really disappointed.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to
get a copy of this video? A way to see that video or forward it to someone?
Sure.
I can send that to you. Send that to you, Joan.
Okay, great.
I'll forward it from Nancy.
And these notes, if anyone wants to contact me, I can send that over. But one little sentence here about detoxing. It's also the most critical and integral part of the detoxification system. All the toxins stick onto glutathione, which then carries them into the bile and the stool and out of the body. So that's why it should be a part of our detoxing protocol. All right.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Thank you very much for all this information.
Sure.
Yes, thank you indeed.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Joan. Thank you all for your contributions. And tomorrow will be Friday, so that will be Super Monty Friday. So talk to you then.
Okay.
Same time, same station. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.